Welcome, Fear the Booters. This is bonus episode 2, in which we'll be covering the technical aspect of making our podcast. With me, we have Dan.
Hello.
Chad.
Hi.
And the perpetually last, Adam.
Hi.
Actually, in episode 6, he was introduced third.
Actually, yeah. You always introduce in the same order, the order in which we joined the podcast.
And it's always me last, but I decided I would get away with that lie if I could try.
Actually, the order I introduce you actually has very little to do with the order you joined the podcast. Actually, what I'm going off of is the order you guys are sitting in.
Yeah. He looks up and he sees me.
Chad sits directly in front of me because Chad and I are at a table facing each other. Mm-hmm. So
no one wants to sit near Chad.
Well, that sounds like going in the reverse order of their manliness to me. But I digress. Since we're talking about the technical aspect of the podcast, there's really only one man who I have to ask, and that's Dan. He is our maestro, our wizard at the mixer, if you will. Mm-hmm. Responsible for most of the gritty behind-the-scenes production.
Yeah, if you're looking to make your own podcast and you've listened to the last episode and you've gone through all the creative aspects of it, at this point you're ready to start with the technical side. And I would first recommend do some research, learn about the equipment. I'm going to tell you some stuff. There's more information out there than probably I even know. I guarantee there's more information out there than I even know. But the first thing I would do after doing a little research is sit down and write down a dollar amount. How much mm-hmm. do you have to spend? Because if you came to me and said, I am broke, I don't have a dime, and I want to do a podcast, you can do one. If you come to me and say, I'm a trust fund baby, and I've got $20,000, I can spend $20,000 easily doing a podcast.
Now, soundproof room.
Yeah.
God, I wish we had one here.
Yeah,
in the studio.
That is a technical concern, is where you're going to record it. We record this on the lower level of my house, and we don't do it on these bonus episodes, but we do have to stop and retape a lot on the regular episodes because a dog barks, a truck drives by.
What are the things we've had? We've had a truck, we've had a dog.
Cell phones.
On episode 6, we had the cat was drinking water and its collar was clinking off of them.
Episode 5, the hose.
The hose. Carla, your wife, started to turn the knob on that hose externally to sprinkle the lawn.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the water rushing through.
Yeah, so you get a lot of, but, mm-hmm. so definitely.
Clocks.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah, I was just think about where you're recording it. Mm-hmm. Think about the noise around you. Now, the technical setup, I'm going to start with the cheapest solution possible, and then we're going to work up to
Free mic that came with your computer.
Yeah, honestly,
don't do it.
Well, okay, I'm just telling you, you can.
The
fact is, you get what you pay for. If you spend nothing, you will get a podcast that reflects that price line.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out and you spend $20,000, assuming you know how to use the equipment you've picked up, you will get a podcast that sounds like $20,000. I'm sure we are picking it up, but
there's the bonus episode.
Yeah, bonus episode,
right.
Even here.
Yeah. Well, what we're referring to, if you can't hear it, is that there's some dishwashing going on upstairs,
which we're glad that's happening.
A pertinent example of our lack of $20,000. So if you have some, send it right to John at feartheboot.com. I'll make sure they get it.
Yeah.
Right.
For those of you that haven't read the thing on the site, we do not edit these bonus episodes.
We try to keep them raw.
Yeah, we try to keep the quality pretty high on the regular episodes, but on these, we don't really worry about it.
We don't care.
Care.
So the freebie setup is you get the mic that came with your computer, built into your monitor, the freestanding one. You run it to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
There is a program, and actually this is a program I would recommend for just about any price point, and it's free, is Audacity. That's a recording software and sound editing software that is completely free. It's at Audacity, AUDACITY, audacity.sourceforge. SourceForge.net.
And if Pompous.
Well.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Audacity. I see.
Oh, yeah. It says the Audacity.
Damn it, it took me a whole 3 minutes to work that up.
It's audacious, dude. Audacious.
Bodacious. So Audacity.SourceForge.net is a good editing software. If you don't like Audacity, the other big one, I believe also free, is GarageBand.
Mm-hmm.
So pick one of the two. I prefer Audacity, but it's up to you. You can pop that thing open, figure out the basics of using it, hit record, start talking into your freebie mic, and you've got a podcast. Now, let's get big.
And you're on the air and have millions of fans.
Yes.
Paid and laid. Maybe that's just me. Whatever. Dan?
All right.
At least we're all getting something out of this podcast.
All right. Now, let's move up from that. If you're going to upgrade your podcast, probably the quickest thing you need to upgrade your microphone.
Yep.
Before you add anything else, you need to upgrade your mic. Now, there's two ways you can upgrade your podcast. One is to get traditional recording equipment and figure out how to integrate it with your computer, which is what we did.
Mm-hmm.
The other is to go out and get specific podcasting packages. There are companies out there that sell whole things meant for podcasters where you get like a fairly nice mic, a mixer. It's usually run into your computer via USB or via mm-hmm. The little eighth inch stereo jacks and just plug it straight into your computer. And that saves you a lot of headache. Now, I would be careful using USB or FireWire lines to connect to your computer because those also transport power. And I've not messed with them, but I have been warned by other people that if you use a USB or FireWire connection from your mixer or mic or whatever to your computer, there will be an audible buzz in the background because there's power on that line.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I've never tried this myself, but I've been warned about that by more than one person when I was doing my research. So what we did was we went out to explain our setup. The first thing we got was what's called a dynamic microphone.
And just as a note, when he says we went out, he means
he went out.
He went out.
Oh, no, no.
And he laid it down. And Chad
was
there.
Pack mule.
And I carried the bags.
Yes, he was my pack mule.
I just showed up.
I didn't even know what was going on because you sent me an email that I got buried and I missed it. And I'm like, dude, why'd you just spend so much money at this,
at this place?
And he's like, dude, the podcast. I didn't think you were interested. You never responded. I'm like, what?
And so then we went over to some restaurant. We had a long talk about this podcast.
Intervention.
Dan, I don't think you thought originally that a single co-host here was interested in this podcast.
You know what's funny is there are people that are not here who I thought were interested.
Yeah.
And there are people that have been here that I don't know how interested they are anymore. So it's a changing cast. But, you know, we've got a good mix, so I'm satisfied with it. But anyway, what we picked up microphone-wise was what's called dynamic microphone. And specifically, we have a Sennheiser Model 835. We have several, actually, I have four of them, but
That's another thing that I've noticed, too, is that I've heard bad podcasts, and I honestly don't want to get into naming names,
right,
just of the millions of podcasts out there that I've listened to. I've heard bad ones where it's like they have five or six reviews five or six hosts and one microphone.
Right.
So you have two guys sitting there and you can hear them. You have four guys in back going, oh, well, that's really interesting.
You need to run for office.
That could make a hilarious comedy sketch, but not a very good informative podcast.
Yeah, I brought that up earlier, jerk.
Yeah.
Well, Adam said that could make a hilarious podcast.
When you're shopping for a mic, be sure there are really two major types of mics that you're going to hear pushed for things like this.
Mm-hmm.
One is what's called a condenser microphone, and the other is a dynamic microphone. Now, I recommend the dynamics. The condenser microphones are actually the better mics. They get a little bit better sound quality, better sound depth. The problem with the condensers, for me, is they're too sensitive. That when I first put up a condenser microphone, it was picking up everything.
Yeah.
I mean, mercilessly, if I rubbed my hands together while I was talking, I could hear it. If I picked up a piece of paper and moved it to the other side of the table, I mean, no crinkling it and just pushing it to one, you could hear that. And so I ended up returning the condensers and picked up these Sennheiser Dynamics. And these still get a really...
This show brought to you by Sennheiser.
Yeah, well, sadly...
That's the kind of mic we use.
Yeah, and it is, you know, there's other good brands, Shure, spelled S-H-U-R-E. Mm-hmm. They have a Model 58, which is considered a really good mic. Those mics retail, all the mics I'm recommending retail for about $100.
Yeah.
Go to your local guitar, music, recording place, and they can probably recommend some stuff to you if they know what they're doing. We've got a pretty good shop here in St. Louis. It's been a big help to us. But be sure to tell them what you're using it for, that you're looking for a mic that's for speech recording, not instrumentation, because it's going to have a different range on it. But once again, I'd recommend a dynamic microphone, anywhere from the $80 to $100 range. Sennheiser, Shure, both have great mics. Be sure also to spend the extra quarter and get a little foam thing to put over the mic, the wind guard or puff cushion thing. Yeah, the puff screen or wind guard or whatever you want to call it, because it greatly helps to reduce the P's and T's.
Yeah, the
that you're going to get some anyway, but it does a lot to reduce them.
Gives the mic some personality, too.
Yeah. We have different colored ones. And
yeah.
Mine's orange.
I demand blue every time.
He does, and the green mic's facing me.
John, how would you describe your color?
I have this gray mic with these little blue splotches as if it was like melting into the microphone, Robert Patrick's T-1000.
I think that the conversation we just had on our mic cushions is possibly the most interesting thing we've ever talked about on this show.
Undoubtedly.
This is solid gold.
It was.
You still here?
Risking actual information. What else of the technology, Dan?
If you're going to buy a mic, you also probably want to get it. It's obviously a stand for it, because the mics, especially like these dynamic mics, are very sensitive to direct interaction. Meaning if I sit back from the mic and I kind of shuffle my feet, you probably won't pick it up. But if I touch this mic like this, and I'm not even touching it that hard, we're just barely messing with them, it's obviously pretty loud and very annoying. Mm-hmm. So be sure to,
which is why we just did
so
it.
So be sure to get a desk stand for them. Those are pretty cheap to put it on. Now, in a continuing ours, the next thing you're going to want to get after a good mic, is probably a mixer. And what the mixer does, it gives you the ability to balance the volume and also the pitch range on the mics. For example, if you've got a couple hosts and one of them is unusually jackass is doing.
We're making faces at each other, Dan. What are you doing?
I'm going to write podcast on the board.
This is an exceptionally hard one for
the rest
myself,
of us.
Yeah. Adam, and John. Because
especially uses your ADD. You can't focus on anything for more than 30 seconds anyway.
We don't have any technical background, and we didn't do the research, and we didn't buy the stuff, so we don't know talking about.
I'd wager also a lot of our fans who are not looking to make their own podcast are going to turn this one up or fast forward to it or skip through it looking for anything interesting.
Man, we should have said that at the beginning.
It's probably not going
to
be there.
It's sad that our idiocy is more interesting than what you have to say, Dan. But it's true.
The next thing, after you've upgraded the mic, the next thing you're going to want to do is get a good mixer. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you can get good mixers from the one we have in front of us. This is
it's a Behringer Eurorack UB 1204 FX Pro.
Right. And they've got lower models, and also they're not the only one that have these mixers. You can get a good mixer that's going to handle a pair of mics for 40, 50 bucks. Mm-hmm. If you want to go up, you can get one. We have one that handles four mics, which Chad just read the name of, and this one retails for about 70 or 80. And the exact number of mics you're going to need is, obviously going to depend on your number of hosts and such. But what this allows me to do is, first of all, I can independently set the volume of each mic. So if we have someone who just speaks too soft, I can pump that mic up and turn the other ones down. I can also do pitch control. So I can bring out the low tones in our voices and suppress the higher tones, which just gives us...
And suppress that nasally whine from one of the hosts.
Which just,
I don't know
Chad,
what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking
about. Let's do that to Chad. This is actually what this is what Chad would sound like if I actually turned off everything on the mixer.
Hi. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
All right, keep talking.
And so I met Adam.
Now you
I
know
worked.
The pain the rest of us feel.
No, just keep talking. I'm going to set your sound back normal.
Two of our friends just walked in the door, Arm and Kate. Hello, guys. Hey. They're being very, very quiet.
Okay, so. And Aaron, probably in those few seconds, you just heard a big change in his voice. That's what the mixer lets me do. Mm-hmm. I went from a straight recording to I brought out the low range of his voice a lot, brought the middle range out a little, and left the high range where it was.
Mm-hmm. He usually messes my sound up to make himself sound better. So
I only did that in one episode. It was pretty
excellent. That's because everybody's
really
out
funny.
Of hearing
All
you
right.
speak, and they have to...
So,
bear through funny noises.
Now, if you've got a mixer, you can run it straight to your computer. And by the way you would probably do that is you're going to get some adapters so you can convert either what's called the XLR cables. Those are those big black cables that come out of your mic. Mm-hmm. Or like a quarter inch, like stereo plugs or whatnot. And you're going to want to convert those down to an eighth inch standard headset plug and run those into the line in on your computer, not the mic jack, but the line in. Now the sound card I have has a flex port to where I can set it to anything, but you're going to want to do that. If you want to upgrade from there, the last thing you can pick up that I would recommend is what's called a compressor. And what a compressor does is it cuts off the low and high range volumes. So if you have quiet background noise, it will cut that out. It just won't even register it. It'll stop that from being recorded. And if you have someone who's extremely loud, it will reduce when they yell into the mic, mm-hmm. back down to, towards the normal voice range. It's a great upgrade. It's an optional upgrade, but it's a good one for sound. Now, next time, we're going to talk about the...
Hey, you're not the host.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But he knows what we're going to talk about next time, so let's have him continue.
Wait, what are we going to talk about next time?
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, see?
Full circle, back to you, Dan. Go ahead.
Next time, we're going to wrap up this little series on how we make the podcast by talking about the internet aspect, which is going to include how we host the shows, how they're distributed, mm-hmm. how we market them, things like that. So if you've got any questions...
You get to hear from Sherpa Chad.
Are you hosting next one?
No, John. Oh.
Yeah, actually, it's you, Dan.
Actually, we might have Arm here host next one, possibly Kate.
Yes, two folks just walked in here, so maybe we'll get them to do it.
We'll just record that promo now. That intro now.
Anyway, Fear the Booters, thanks very much for listening to this bonus episode, and we'll see you next time.
Wow, John, you are a good host.